Forest agencies and a conservation group have completed an almost $2.3 million easement agreement to save longleaf pine forest land in East Texas. The conservation easement with Oregon-based Campbell Global was federally funded through the Forest Legacy Program. David Bizanson is the Nature Conservancy's easement manager. He says the nearly 5,000 acres in Longleaf Ridge have special significance to East Texas, dating back to when Temple Inland managed the land.
The Temple family used to have their Easter picnics at a waterfall in Longleaf Ridge. And so that was an important area for Temple Inland when they were managing the forest. And then the Campbell Group, of course, acquired the property in 2007, and they've kind of continued those activities at Longleaf Ridge in terms of maintaining and restoring Longleaf Pine, which Temple started.
Longleaf Ridge is a large block of undeveloped forest land in a sparsely populated area. It's north of Jasper, connecting the Angelina and Sabine National Forests. The Nature Conservancy's Forest Program Manager, Wendy Jo Ledbetter, says longleaf pine is a vanishing landscape. Longleaf Ridge is one of a few stands left in East Texas, but Ledbetter says a number of groups are trying to save the towering, impressive tree.
We're basically working, you know, across the board with private and public partners, industrial and non-industrial landowners. And, of course, with Texas, about 97% of the lands are in private ownership. So that's, you know, a great incentive to help landowners with that restoration work.
Longleaf Ridge will continue to be harvested for timber as part of the agreement. Texas A&M Forest Service will monitor and enforce the easement. Longleaf pine forests once stretched from Texas to Virginia, covering some 90 million acres.